Okay.
Yep.
And then you couple that with access to education. And growing up, it was like if you weren't the right color, but you had an education. Or that you had an education without the expectation that the education would lead you to change your class mm-hmm. or how you were expected, but at least you had that but. And that our community that we grew in valued education, but not only because of papers, because it wasn't guaranteed that you got that paper, it would be currency to transition you, but you had respect in the community. But those that did not have the paper, they would be called psu-educat, meaning that that person had intellectual capacity, understanding the community, historical perspective, and those people were given, they were held in regard. So this whole notion of education permeates that. But on the other hand, I like to talk about the fact that because you're beautiful or you're cute or you fit in, that is a double-edged sword mm-hmm. because then you have to fight to prove the currency of your self-worth and that you're smarter. Yes, a door opened up, and then you have to fight for that exactly. legitimacy to say, no, I earned this. No, I am smart. And that just because I look this way, I need to be taken seriously because mm-hmm. beautiful people end up having to fight to gain legitimacy and to yeah. gain, to grow. You know, you get to a certain point and then you're leveled off.
Mm-hmm. Right. The affirmative action reversal.
Just to follow your point, it's you have to prove your competency a lot more. So the color line, it's around competency. A darker skin, male or female, will have to work harder, especially in the colonization, whatever philosophy, to be that doctor. But if you were a person lighter, you'd be considered the best doctor without having to put all the work to build a reputation.